is, what is energy in relation to the previous topic of universe?
Energy is the vibrational response to a creation in progress.
It says here in the Wikipedia, in physics, energy is a scalar physical quantity that describes the amount of work that can be performed by a force.
Perfect words.
Next thing. Energy is an attribute of objects and systems that is subject to a conservation law. Not so much. All right. Several different... Maybe you can explain why not so much.
Well, read the sentence one more time just to get it clear for your record.
Energy is an attribute of objects and systems that is subject to a conservation law.
Well, energy is not an attribute. Energy is. They're using that as in like velocity or a type of energy of a conservation of natural resources to conserve, to take stock of energy that's already possessed. If you take the first part, an energy is just the conduit in which creations are becoming, then how do you conserve that? That'd be like saying, okay, you are limited to 9 manifestations this quarter. So if you go above 9, then you're taking away from someone else's ability to have a manifestation. And somebody's going to have to go without a bath because you overused your ability, your energy flow to have a causal effect on your creation. You see?
Now let's go back to what you defined energy as, the first opening sentence. Can you repeat that for me?
Yes. Energy is a vibrational frequency. Okay? It's a frequency that flows in the process of creating your manifestations.
Well, they define the forms of energy here in the Wikipedia. They include kinetic, potential, thermal, gravitational, sound, light, elastic, and electromagnetic energy.
Yes.
Are all those subsumed under the term frequency?
They have to be. And what they're leaving out is ESP is an energy. What is that? Is that kinetic? I don't think so.
Is it thermal?
Well, of course, does it overheat you?
No.
Does it freeze you?
Freeze me, not in my experience.
Well, then that doesn't quite fit the bill.
How about electromagnetic? Is ESP close to that?
Well, then if everyone started doing it, you would have a positive or negative influx or infiltration of the polar magnetic fields. And so that would undo creation after a second.
If you limited to the understanding of electromagnetic energy.
Correct.
Right.
Well, it'd be like saying, you're a positive magnet, you're a negative magnet, so we're drawn, you see. And what force repels or attracts those magnetic pulls? And that has something to do with individual energies of being in someone else's experience. But we're not talking about other fields. Well, what would you then call Coldplay? What kind of energy is that?
Coldplay.
What category would it fit into?
Yeah, Coldplay is what popularly is called cold fusion. And though it may not be the cold fusion presented on 60 Minutes, but anyways, what would that be? Well, it's frictionless energy. That negentropic.
Well, your definition doesn't include frictionless energy,
yes.
Does it?
No.
So therefore. You need to adjust your Wikipedia. You have that power and ability.
Yes. So what is the reason? Can we say it's in our wanting not to include ESP as you've laid it out here in the concept of energy?
Well, not... Well,
We haven't. We don't include it.
Well, why not?
Well, that was the next question. Why don't we? Because
apparently it hasn't become as popular as the flu of the swine. Here's the answer to your question. There hasn't been enough contrast regarding it yet.
You mean there should be, if people get so lost in the rabbit hole of all their communication devices and so disconnected, then the only thing they can rely on maybe would be ESP. Is that what you mean?
No.
That would create contrast?
No. The reason that it's not included in the definition of energy is there hasn't been enough contrast regarding that perception for anyone to have that as a conscious thought that it needs to be addressed, you see. But it will be, you know, don't worry about it. It'll pile up enough to where you'll have lots of words that don't mean what they're supposed to mean anymore.
What will pile up?
The contrast of the resistance regarding the acceptance of new forms of energy. Coldplay, ESP, precognition, astral projection, the actual transfer of power between a soul leaving the body and a new soul coming into the planet. None of your definitions include those transfer of form of energies.
Right, and that relates to the expanding universe, but you're saying there's energy transferred in...
Of course.
It's a transfer from souls leaving to souls spilling in.
Anytime you move someone's vibrational escrow of their unrealized creation somewhere else, bless God, there is energy. Huge energy.
So, if you look at electrical current and the interaction of electrons and protons, they're like models. The synaptic interfaces are like models of what happens with souls in the in-out.
That's perfect, but now what about your brainwave activity? That's energy. You have to feed your body caloric values to sustain it. You blink your eyes, that's energy. What kind of energy is that?
So the terms universe and energy are not too vague for ion.
No.
They are precise what they mean. But our definitions, can't say they're vague, but they're
so... Well, they include it. They include the first part because that's the accepted reality. Okay? But then beyond that then becomes the greater completion. And as you bring this forth into your public, they'll go, oh yeah, what about that? Oh yeah, what about that? And then it will expand that whole process, you see.
So you mentioned the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Is that resistance to the new or the resistance of the establishment to the older forms that the people object to? I'm not sure which way the vector of resistance went.
Both ways. Sometimes every conversation's two conversations. Somebody's going to look at it and go, this is just not adequate. There's just not enough here. This isn't correct. What about, what about, what about, what about, what about? And then all of a sudden it expands. Well, somebody else is going to be eliminated from the scientific world because their particular form doesn't fit the conversational definition, so they don't even have the right to be wrong, you see. So either way, that'll flow will cause that to be recognized, you see.
Cool.
Like, what do you do with this? Well, okay, well, that doesn't fit anywhere. Okay, so it must not be. Well, wait a minute now. It is. Here it is. It's created. And as those means become created, you know, the same thing is true. To have conversation all over the world 60 years ago would have just been unheard of.
Okay.
And yet now you can call back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And that technology now is a flow of energy, which also... also doesn't fit your definition.
Okay, thank you.